This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. What do you do when your elderly next-door neighbor is demanding a little too much help from you and driving you a little crazy? Or when your father-in-law has an annoying tendency to drop by in his loud motorcycle before waking hours? Or when the bride of a wedding you attended chose only to send thank you notes to those who bought items that were actually on her wish list? Some of us might turn to a friend or a spouse or a therapist, but many Americans will write a letter to Dear Abby. A team of journalists dug through three decades of Dear Abby letters to figure out what gets Americans annoyed over the years, so annoyed that they seek help from an advice column. Ilya Blinderman is a journalist engineer at The Pudding. That's an online visual essay and journalism website. Ilya, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
And Caitlin Ralph is a junior journalist engineer at The Pudding. Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Well, they worked on the story, 30 Years of American Anxieties. Ilya, what led you and your team to tackle 30 years of Dear Abby?
So I think a year or two ago, I'd come across a newspaper column that mentioned that Dear Abby is one of the longest running advice columns in North America. And we specialize in taking a data-driven approach to cultural topics. So as soon as I heard that there's a large kind of treasure trove data out there, I thought, you know what, this is perfect because we can examine this and we can potentially glean, get an understanding of what it is that has bothered people in America throughout the years. And that's not really something that's ever been examined before, I think, at this scale.
And Caitlin, what were some of the key themes that started to emerge as you tapped into what Ilya called that treasure trove of data about our anxieties?
Yeah, we definitely saw that there were certain groups of people writing in. So if you go through the article, you can actually see that it's split up into husbands and wives and sons and daughters. And then the certain letters were also about those different groups of people as well. And some of the themes that we pulled out were like sex-related letters. There were some about LGBTQ issues, some about religion. And again, you can see that broken up in the article as well.
Yeah, the visualizations are great. Ilya, one thing that stood out to me, we really freak out about our weddings here in the United States.
Yeah, we do. I guess regardless of who you are, it tends to be a very big event, whether you're the father, the mother, whether you're about to get married. And there are a lot of interpersonal tensions that fly about during a wedding, which I think is the reason why this was such a frequently noticed category.
And another one, and maybe on a more serious note, Caitlin, this is one that changed over the years. There was a stretch back, especially I think it was in the 90s, where HIV and AIDS questions came up a lot. When did you see that peaking? What kind of things were people asking?
Yeah, definitely. That definitely happened, you know, when it was like in the news and it was like, you know, at the forefront of whether an American was actually like directly affected about it, but they were seeing it on the news every day. So there are a lot of people writing in, some people who were like actually going through it themselves, but also who had just like general questions about it as well. So yeah, I agree. That was a really interesting portion of the data that I don't know if we necessarily expected going into it, which is probably one of the most exciting parts of analyses like this.
And Ilya,
yeah, just to,
go ahead, yeah.
To jump onto that, I was going to say there's a little bit of a peak in the, I guess, the late 80s, around 1987, when a lot of people were hearing about HIV/AIDS, but weren't really sure how to handle it. There were sons telling their mothers, you know, you can't be friends with someone who's HIV positive, and the mothers were writing in to ask Abby, is this okay? Is my son overreacting? So there was very little awareness, I think, in the general population. And people turned to Abby, and she educated a huge swath of Americans as a result.
One of the category headings that I like the most, and I think this was just for sons and daughters. It wasn't there for, like, the husbands and wives. Odd questions that Dear Abby got, and boy, they were all over the map. Haunted houses were some of them. I don't know, Caitlin, were there odd stories, odd questions that stood out to you?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, one of the illustrations that we showed, it's actually at the top of the article, was the husband that was like super obsessed with his new pet monkey. So I think when you're asking about like odd ones, that definitely was kind of at the top of the pile. What about you, Ilya?
Yeah, the husband who refused to sleep with his wife because he was having so much fun with a monkey was one. There was another one that I liked where a woman was writing to Abby to find out if she had any suggestions for spell books because she wanted to cast a spell to break up her daughter and her daughter's girlfriend, which is, I guess, in the 90s, not a very typical motherly activity.
So as we wrap up, I'll ask both of you this. Having read through all of our anxieties and weird questions for 30 years, and we all have our issues, Ilya, do you feel like, in context of what you've seen there, maybe your life feels normal by comparison?
Yeah, I mean, it really kind of puts things into a perspective a little bit. The fact that people are struggling with so much and have no outlet but to reach out to an advice columnist makes you feel very much grateful for what you've got. So it was certainly appreciated on my end.
And Caitlin, the kind of your window into people's souls here, what did it do for you?
Yeah, I think I definitely agree. I think like the idea of writing into an advice column, I'm a little younger, so that's like very kind of like an old archaic thing to me. So I think that was actually like a really interesting aspect of it for me, like that kind of like, I guess I say old fashioned type of communication with the newspaper. So I think that was one of the most interesting parts of going through this data.
We'll leave it there. Caitlin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
And Ilya, thanks for sharing that with us. We've been talking to Ilya Blinderman and Caitlin Ralph. They write for the website The Pudding. They joined us to talk about their interactive piece, 30 Years of American Anxieties. You can find that at pudding.cool or linked at WPR.org.